Welcome to the Rotary Community Heroes of Hope. I'm your host, Judy Zulfikar, and I'm thrilled to be joined by my amazing co-host, Jamie Zinn, District Governor of Rotary District 5330. Together, we will take you on a journey to discover the incredible impact Rotarians have on our community and around the world. Get ready to be inspired by our Rotary Heroes of Hope.
Good morning, listeners out there. We are so glad that you're joining us today. And good morning, Judy. How are you?
Good morning. I am good. It is a beautiful day. And, you know, we're in Southern California, so it can't get too bad.
That's true. That's true. So, well, I am excited because today we have two great guests with us, and we are going to be talking about human trafficking. And I think we'll start out and we'll have each of them introduce themselves. But I wanted to start out by saying that we're so happy that you're both here. And Dan, who you will be introducing yourself here momentarily, this has been your passion. This has been your vision since you were a past district governor for Rotary in 2021. So I'm going to hand it off to you, and then we'll look forward to hearing about your vision and how this has all come to fruition.
My name is Dan Goodrich. I'm a past district governor. And I've been passionate about human trafficking since I started in the governor line back in, let's see, that would have been 3 years prior. So that would have been 2017. And some of that here was stoked by my good friend Ricardo, who was also on this call when he had his district conference and brought in our district attorney, Mike Kestrin, who it gave a wonderful speech and really started this process in my brain about what Rotary might be able to do to make an impact on the fight against human trafficking.
Excellent. Thank you for your introduction. I know we're going to go deeper into that. Ricardo, can you go ahead and introduce yourself as well?
Yes, I'm happy to be here. My name is Ricardo Loretta. I was district governor in 2018-19 and again for a while in 2020. And my passion for this topic was stoked a couple of years before I was a district governor when I went to a conference one Sunday here in the Coachella Valley. And it turned out that I was sitting next to a fine young lady who became a speaker at that seminar who was a victim of human trafficking. I didn't know that until she was introduced. And after I heard her story and the story of others who had been subjected to this horrible crime, I said, how many other people in this community are like me that didn't realize the incidence of what's going on here? Because quite frankly, I was aghast at what I learned, and that immediately sparked an interest in looking into it further. And we invited, as Dan said, Mike Kestrin to our conference when I was governor.
And that sparked a big grant that took a little bit of time for you to put together. Dan, can you talk a bit about that grant?
That grant that we're talking about is called the Protect Grant. And it's an educational awareness grant that we got through Rotary. Proudly, a lot of clubs in our district participated in that. But that process did take close to 2 years to put that grant together. One of the largest grants that ever came, well, it's the largest grant that's ever come to our district, but it's the one of the largest grants that ever been awarded in the state as well. $163,000 came from our Rotary Foundation, which if you're a Rotarian, we know how powerful the Rotary Foundation can be and how we can utilize those funds to make a difference in the world. And for us, that process and the details that had to go into it to educate our children and build awareness, the do's and don'ts and whatnots, if you will, is all part of that project. And the educational system has somewhat embraced it. Others have their programs in place, but we probably have trained over 11,000 students and over 250 educators, including counselors, teachers, and the train the trainer, if you will, inside of those school districts. It's a very good grant. There's still some funds left if Rotary clubs are out there listening and want to participate. feel free to give me a call.
So can you tell us a little bit more about what the training program entailed and what areas that program was rolled out in?
Yeah, so the training program, in California, they passed a law that said every educator had to be mandated for 2 hours a year. Doesn't seem like a lot, but it's a mandate. And they have to do human trafficking training. So the schools and the unifieds, they need to have a program in place. I was able to partner with a nonprofit group called Three Strands Global, who had experience in writing human trafficking grants up in Northern California. They have developed, they are utilizing a program that was developed by Arizona State University and was kind of it was blessed by the California State Department of Education as a certified curriculum for that training. It's an online platform, and it gears itself. You can use any age group, all the way from elementary all the way to high school. Our grant focused on middle school and high school. The online platform allows the educators to download a plethora of information that can be rolled out for student assemblies and education in that way. But it also allows them to pause and resume. So those 2 hours don't necessarily have to be continuous. So as they're going through the training program, if their schedule permits, they can spend a few minutes on it, or half hour, whatever you want to say, and then they'll come back later and continue. And once they finished it, they get a certification of training path through that course, which then I'm sure they're uploading and sending over to the district that they've completed the tasks. So the students are the benefits from the training that the educators go through. And the whole project was to train trainers so that inside of the unifieds themselves, they would have the ability to carry that forward at an aspect of sustainability.
And it's interesting that in addition to helping train the trainers in the schools and get that information in that group, you also went above and beyond and said, we need to get awareness in the community. So from what I understood, you had a fundraiser, and Ricardo was your lead on that fundraiser. Tell us a little bit about the fundraiser, and then we'll talk to Ricardo about you're the why behind the fundraiser, and he was the execution.
Well, during this process, my good friend Ricardo and I started collaborating because he had the passion to bring in the DA, Mike Castrin, and we began discussions. And, you know, traditionally we have in Rotary, we have these galas where we all come and we support. And so in 2022, I decided that we were going to have a gala for human trafficking in January. And Ricardo was the chair of the event. He took over the he did a magnificent job, by the way, Ricardo. So I want to thank you, you know, wholeheartedly for all the efforts, because not only did we have a few hundred people in the room learning about what we were doing as a collective body at Rotary on anti-human trafficking, but we were able to raise a significant amount of funds. And I'll let Ricardo talk more about that part. But the awareness component was the backside of the grant that we were talking about. We had an awareness component built into it, but the awareness component was really within the school districts to build that awareness. And we were looking for an avenue to build awareness outside of this, the school, but also within our whole district and beyond, really, so that we could get our word out and get everybody knowing what Rotary is doing about this atrocity that we call human trafficking that people are subject to and victims of.
Ricardo, can you give us a little more, as Dan said, about the actual gala and the fundraising aspects of that?
Since we had never really had human trafficking as a focal point, at least in the past 5 to 10 years that I've been involved with Rotary at this level, we weren't quite sure what to expect, and our expectations were fairly modest. We were hoping that maybe we could raise $20,000 to $25,000, if we got lucky, $30,000. But we were pleasantly surprised, because we went out to the community, and the very first thing that we found is that the city of Rancho Mirage, California, here in the Coachella Valley, in which the venue for this event is located, said, we want to help you because we're worried about this topic as well. And then I thought, wow, if they're worried about it, how many others in the community might also be worried about it? Or maybe they're worried about it and don't know that they're worried about it. But when you call it to their attention, and, you know, the words human trafficking themselves are suggestive of a topic that you may want to find out a little bit more about. So we ended up with a better than expected result. And then, of course, we said, now, what are we going to do with it? Which is a nice problem to have. And I imagine we're going to get into that discussion also, right?
Well, absolutely. This story, you know, every part, every piece and part along the line is, you know, I had an idea. I saw someone that spoke about it. And then we did this. This is a classic example how each individual Rotarian can make such a huge impact on the world. So that idea, Ricardo, that you had about having Mike Hestron at your event came from a story that you heard of a victim, and that translated into Dan hearing, you know, Mike Hestron and saying, hey, I want to do something even bigger. And then everybody working together to create and raise funds to really help fight this problem in our community. And now there's hundreds and thousands of Rotarians in our district that are working on this. And now it's come to even a bigger fruition with regards to putting those dollars that were raised at that event together to create the Human Trafficking Awareness Trailer. And I'm honored to say that I was able to join this team, this Human Trafficking Awareness Committee, sometime in the midst of all the fundraising, et cetera, and have the opportunity to work with both of these gentlemen and a team of people that were able to raise those dollars. And now we're actually putting those dollars to good use. So it was an idea, again, that sparked out of seeing an exhibit. I saw it in Georgetown, Texas. But Dan, where did you see this exhibit that we've modeled this new interactive experience after?
Well, so, you know, timing's everything on this stuff, right? And, you know, let me just kind of back up to Ricardo's conference. He had Mike Hestron. I'd been in this process of trying to get elected to be a governor. And Ricardo had his conference, and here pops out our district attorney of our county talking about this anti-task force. And so I always tell this story about how it kind of was in the back of my brain about human trafficking. And then I did have the honor of being elected. And then when you're elected, and I mean, everybody on this call knows, but to briefly tell our audience here, you have to go through training to be a governor. You just don't slide into office and say, here I am. So the first step of that training took place for me in Denver, Colorado. And during my visit to Denver for training, they had the human traffic or anti-human trafficking trailer sitting there. And they also have booths. And so I was not only introduced to the trailer that was sitting there with the exhibits that they had in it, but I was also introduced to a Rotary Action Group against slavery at the same time. And so coming out of that training, I was able to gain information about our area geographically and topical of how human trafficking is really here. This area, as it's been defined, of Inland Empire is a distribution logistics hub. And it was brought to my attention by the RAGIS, which is an acronym for Rotary Against Slavery, which encompasses human trafficking or anti-human trafficking. But if you count the number of highways and roads that lead out of our district, you can see what they're talking about. So as they're coming up through the border or through the ports, they are brought into this area and distributed everywhere. And it's a travesty to kind of say it that way, but that's really what has been deemed, California being the worst state in the country for human trafficking. Was after I went through that, before I was through that training, I was like, I need to talk to you because this is going to be my focus.
So tell us about how you saw this trailer up there and how that matriculated into what we're doing in the district now and what is soon to be rolled out.
Well, Ricardo, he kind of hit it on the head. We had come up with this gala and some funds were raised. And, you know, as he pointed out, it's a good problem to have to figure out how you're going to spend it. And so as we were sitting there collectively kind of thinking about different things, it was actually Judy who remembered the trailer and said, you know, it'd be a great idea if we got a trailer. And so she actually, I believe, contacted the gentleman in Texas and got some ideas, brought it to us as, you know, Ricardo and I have been working on this as a team for a while, but brought it to us and we liked the idea and thought we could do that. And I got to tell you, for those who are listening, you haven't seen the trailer yet, but it's amazing. You're gonna be in wow when you see it.
Yeah, and if I could interject here, the first thing we tried was a 2-hour conference where we were going to bring in people and give them an awareness education on human trafficking. And we decided to do 4 of those in our fairly large geographical district. And so the first, we did one at College of the Desert in the Coachella Valley. And unfortunately, we fell way short of goals on attendance. So whereas we were hoping to get 150 people, we were lucky to have 50. And we were analyzing, well, is this going to be what we will expect in the Temecula area or Riverside or San Bernardino? And if it is this what we really want to continue doing? Or are we open to other suggestions? And then in comes Judy's idea for the trailer. But initially we had planned a series of in-person conferences strategically organized in the 4 different quadrants of our district, remember?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the intent is to get this message out to as many people as possible, right? To let grandparents and parents and community members know what to do, what to look for in their own homes, what to look for in their own communities. And this isn't just sex trafficking. This is labor trafficking. This is sextortion, and trying to get it out to the largest audience possible. So in a brief explanation of this trailer we keep talking about, it's an interactive experience where we could take it to any large event, you know, medium to large event like Coachella or Blue and Wine Festival or the Lobster Fest or any events that our Rotarians are having, our community is having, that gives an opportunity where lots of people are going to be and they can walk through this exhibit. They're going to get educated by stories that we're going to be telling, by interviews from Mike Hestron, from Opal Singleton, who's very, very a big leader in this particular movement of trying to bring awareness to children and families. And then they'll have some materials that they can take away, take back home, take back to their communities, and be able to be more aware. As we understand, you know, knowledge is power, and to be able to really take a look at what your kids, your grandkids are doing while they're on the computer, or be aware when someone's in the community and maybe it just doesn't look right. We've seen a lot of that lately where children have been rescued because they've made some indication or somebody was paying attention that, hey, that doesn't look right. That adult with that child, that doesn't look like a good situation. Let's call the authorities. And it just makes a big difference. And what we realized from what Ricardo was saying is that we were able to, with this trailer, have a greater opportunity to reach more people with the same education than we were able to do with our conferences.
So what do you all see as the next step now that we have this trailer, and when is it going to be unveiled? Do we have that determined yet, where people can go and see this?
Well, we're going to unveil it to the Rotary District leaders on April 6th, but others have asked for it already to be brought to their event. Dan, do you want to talk about the recent conversation that we had with the Redlands Rotary Club?
Yeah, so Redlands has been also one of the leaders over in San Bernardino, working with the Unifies on training and providing awareness training. They are kind of, I don't want to say they're on their own area, local area, making a difference in their local community. We had a meeting with them. I think they're pretty excited about having an event that they call Touch the Truck. And that's like one of their big fundraisers. And so there may be an opportunity for us to bring that there. And the idea, if you've never seen one of those events, is you have to keep your hand on the vehicle, you know, forever. And if you're the last one, you win something. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's something that the kids are involved with and those types of things. The trailer, as Judy pointed out, we'd like to have that go everywhere. And I just read an email that came through, Judy, from the LA County Fair. I don't know if Judy wants to talk a little bit about that because she has a lot more details about it, but it's now starting to gain a lot of momentum. And I think the opportunities are endless. I really do. And I know Ricardo would feel the same. We don't need to be selfish. If we're putting this thing out there and it's going to LA, that's even better for us. We're getting our name of Rotary out. We're branching out. And I think that not only helps us, but it also helps those who are impacted by it.
Well, and in our local community for our current district governor, Jamie, it's going to be out at her Ignite event in June, on June 15th, for that festival too. So yeah, it's definitely making its way. And Ricardo, you're working on a couple of areas that you'd like to see it as well.
Yeah, the Coachella Valley, as many of us all know, has several venues that attract large crowds. Now, because of the weather, where it gets very hot in the summer, we have an effect, a 6-month active year that's like November or so through May. But there are huge events. There's a huge tennis tournament. Now, it just finished, but they repeat it every year. There are several very large golf tournaments, one of which is happening right now. And there's huge music festivals, Coachella Fest, Stagecoach. So we are in the process of getting clearance to be in Coachella Fest, which is arguably one of the biggest music festivals in the world, in terms of attracting bodies, number of people. We don't know yet for sure how that's going to look, but we're working on it, and we're very optimistic that that'll happen. It's only a matter of time, and we will be in some of these very large venues. I'm excited about it.
Well, I think, you know, as Judy mentioned, we have to get our name out there as Rotary, and you know, we need to continue making that happen. People, we're the best kept secret. You know, they don't know what it is we do. And this idea that you had and bringing it to fruition is giving us such wonderful exposure that we need to continue doing that and having people understand who Rotary is. And we applaud you for having these ideas, Dan, for taking the lead on it and bringing this to fruition, and Ricardo, for all your support with the fundraising and, you know, getting access to all these different venues that we can put this trailer at. So thank you for just a wonderful job you're doing to help educate our community, keep our children safe, and continue to do good things in the world.
Absolutely. I'm really excited about this program. And it really, again, it goes back to the beauty of being a Rotarian, right? Each individual person having an idea to do something great, we all work together to make it happen. And here we are.
Absolutely.
Any final thoughts, gentlemen?
I'm looking forward to the future when we can look back and say, look at what we did, and that future includes having this trailer in some very nice events. I think that'll come pretty soon.
I'm excited about the opportunities that the trailer itself will also have, and you know, not wanting to be stagnant, being able to create new content and be a part of this process for years to come. It's something that, you know, in our world, unfortunately, things change, you know, pretty quickly. So being able to adapt and recreate and stay, you know, with the times on the subject matter is also something that we're going to be working together on to make sure that our content is relevant and that our information is up to date, so that when people are coming through the exhibit, it's always going to be something fresh. I think that our district has done a wonderful job, and Judy and Ricardo, I'd like to thank you for all your support in this. You know, as the governor, it was kind of a vision, and I look back on it sometimes and I go, wow, this is really happening and this is really taking off. You know, I came in at a time when human trafficking really wasn't, I mean, I hate to say it, but it really wasn't much of a conversation that people were having. And then about the time I was governor, it became this great big thing, and I was already out in front of it a little bit. But what a wonderful thing we are providing, as Jamie said, to keep our children safe. I can't wait to see the results of everything we do. I just can't.
That's awesome. And I am excited as well. I think it's going to make a big impact. And, you know, all of these things that are part of Rotary International's being ability to make an impact and help our communities and also be able to be flexible and adapt. So for people that want to know more about how to have the trailer at their event or just know more about the Human Trafficking Awareness Trailer, you can visit district5330.org. There will be a page dedicated to that, and Dan's getting that up soon. By the time that this podcast is aired, I am sure it will be up and running. So again, if you want more information, visit district5330.org. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you so much for having you on the podcast. I can't wait to bring you back in a few months and let's see what we've done with this wonderful exhibit.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you all.
So that wraps up this episode of Heroes of Hope. We are so happy that we have an audience out there listening. We want you to subscribe, share, and tell your friends about the Rotary community Heroes of Hope, because that's how we get the word out about the impact we're having in this world.